live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the 2-3-4 hitters for the Kimball Express. Scott Marquardt, Adam Byron, Ben Johnson facing right-hander Scott Schlungen. A 3-1 Kimball lead. Been a well-played ball game. It has been an enjoyable game to watch and broadcast. The first pitch to Scott Marquardt is a strike called in 0-1.
Error apiece for each team, which no costly errors.
Here's Marquardt fouling it off, and the count 0-2.
Scotty going right after these hitters, isn't he?
He has been. Even in the last inning, he went right after those hitters. 0-2 the count. Swung his pitch, and Marquardt a drive foul and out of play. The count stays 0-2. Ready on the mound, Schlungen, and that pitch bouncing up to the plate to count 1-2.
Boy, very little breeze today, isn't there? The flags are not
pretty,
moving.
Pretty still. Pretty still. Yep. Ready on the mound, Schlungen again. The 1-2 pitch to Marquardt, driven to left center field, and Derek Cole will come in to play that one. Marquardt takes a big turn at first, and now he has to hustle back. That ball comes in from Derek Cole out in left center field. Scott Marquardt still getting it done. He's 2-for-4 today. And it'll bring Adam Beyer to the plate. Adam, 0-for-3. In that number 3 spot for Kimball. And Beyer shows bunt, pulls back, and it's a straight call, 0-1.
I'm going to keep Ryan a little honest over there at third base. He's was playing him a little bit deep there. He's going to move him in a little bit here.
0-1 the count. It's going to go over the head of Adam Beyer, caught there by Brian Schlungen. And 1-1. 1-1. Got Marquardt being held by Jalen Arsenault at first. Again, all of these teams that we're broadcasting today are in the state tournament. St. Martin, Kimball, and Watkins. Lake Henry, they're the fourth team out of Region 15C. They will not play anymore today, but they have qualified for the state tournament. Scott Marquardt going on the pitch. It gets by Brian Schlungen. Scott Marquardt's going to dig for three, and he is if that bounce out of play, maybe, that might be all he gets is second base. So he'll get the stolen base. They'll give him that. But 3-1, nobody out.
So that's a stolen base. A wild pitch. Am I right?
Here's Adam Beyer, line drive to right field. That's going to fall in front of Matthew Schlungen. And turning the corner and coming home with the fourth run here for Kimball today is Scott Marquardt and an RBI single by Adam Beyer. I guess as an official scorekeeper, you could say otherwise as a pinch runner here, number 22.
Thomas Pearson.
That Marquardt was going on the pitch. So,
okay.
But if he had not been going and the ball got by Schlungen, that would have been a wild pitch, right? So it becomes a scorekeeper's decision. Ben Johnson at the plate. The first pitch to Ben is high and tight. And the count 1-0. Ben was showing a little sacrifice bunt.
Well, when I was playing, I thought that was a stolen base,
yeah.
A wild pitch, because it's the only way I was going to get a stolen base.
Johnson swings and fouls it away, and the count 1-1. Again, that base runner at first, Thomas Pearson.
Thomas Pearson.
Pearson takes his lead. Swung his pitch to Johnson is low for a ball and 2-1. The Express have scored a run here in the eighth inning and now lead 4-1. That is their highest run output of their four games in the tournament. Johnson will foul it to the backstop, and this one hits the cement and back and comes to Brian Schlungen. Comes right back to him, and the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Swung his pitch, and Johnson swings and misses. He's out on strikes. So one out. Going to bring Joe Penritz to the plate. Penritz so far today, 1-for-2. Walked back in the second inning. Tom Marquardt going through some signs for Pearson over at first. And the pitch from Scotty Schlungen. Breaking ball, a strike, and 0-1. Smalls, one strike. Express with 9 hits today off of 2 Martin pitchers. Another breaking ball that misses, and the count 1-1. 1-1. Pearson is lead at first. Penritz sends it a long way to right center field. Cole looking up by the fence, and it's gone. Joe Penritz with a 2-run blast here in the eighth inning. Now 2-for-3 on the day, and Kimball leads 6-1.
Wow, he got all of that one to right center field over that 317 mark out there, and high and deep, wasn't it?
Add Joe Penritz's name to our home run list. And bring Brian Marquardt to the plate with one out. That one just sounded good off the bat, too, didn't it?
Yeah.
6-1 our score. Scotty Schlungen ready. His pitch on the way to Brian Marquardt. There's a strike called. 0-1. Balls, one strike. Schlungen's pitch. A little bit low for a ball and 1-1. 1-1 the count. Brian Marquardt lofts this one to right field. Matthew Schlungen coming in will make the catch for the out.
Hitters are trying to look over to this side here a little bit, aren't they? A little bit of a shorter porch over here, 317, 311.
Two outs. And we'll see Cade Marquardt. Catcher at the plate, and Cade takes a strike called 0-1. What's Cade done today? 1-for-2 with a double, a walk, and an RBI with that double. Pitch a ball, and 1-1. Now to Cade Marquardt. Schlungen's pitch. Marquardt will take a strike called, and 1-2. Ball and two strikes. This is a seeding game. Kimball wins. They'll go on to take on Watkins coming up as Marquardt swings and misses. He's down on strikes. That'll end the 8-4 Kimball. They have 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and no one left on base. After 8, Kimball 6 and St. Martin 1. We'll be back in a minute on KASN.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Thank you. Bring me your water if you come back up. No hurry. Another water.
Randy and Don back here at Greenwald as we go to the top of the ninth inning, and Michael Hoffman will try to close it down and gain an entry into that championship game for the Kimball Express. Hoffman will face the Martins' Kyle Leeser, Avery Schmidt, the expected hitter, although Derek Stroing has stepped into the on-deck circle. So we'll probably see a few pinch hitters here in the ninth inning. Kyle Leeser in as a defensive replacement for the Martins. Gets his first at-bat today. Facing Michael Hoffman, and the pitch to Leeser. There's a strike called, and 0-1. 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Kimball, 1 run, 7 hits, and 1 error for St. Martin. Here's Leeser fouling it at the plate, and the count at 0-2 now to Kyle Leeser. The ball's 2 strikes. Hoffman ready. His pitch to Leeser. That bouncing in the dirt, and the count 1-2. 1-2 the count.
Looks like Ryan Nett might have a bat in his hand there, waiting to get in the on-deck circle.
Pitch 2, Kyle Leeser. He drills it down the left field line in the corner, and that one is foul. And the count at 1-2 yet. Wondering with Friesen throwing if he may get the start should Kimball win this ball game against Watkins.
Could happen, yes.
Left-hander.
You bet.
Just, giving
good drafty from St. Augusta, yeah.
The 1-2 pitch to Kyle Leeser, shot to left field. Back in that left field corner, Tibbetts in fair ground, makes the catch for the out in front of that 332 sign, and one out. Derek Stroing will bat for Avery Schmitz. Derek, a right-handed hitter. And Michael Hoffman's pitch to Stroing is low for a ball, 1-0. 1-1, no strikes. 6-1, Kimball with the lead here in the ninth. And there's a strike called, and 1-1. 1-1. Pitch has popped up to the right side. Adam Beyer back on the grass. Makes the catch for the out, and Adam had his hands up in the air a little bit. Where is it?
Yeah.
Was able to find it in that high sky yet.
Ben Johnson just turned away from it. He didn't see anything
no,
like that again.
No, exactly. We're still before that 1:32 o'clock yet, and that's when the sun is bad. Yeah, here's Ryan Nepp going to get a pinch hit with 2 outs for the Martins, and the first pitch from Hoffman is a strike, and 0-1 to Nepp. Batting for Derek Cole. That's going to hit Ryan Nipp, so he's hit by a pitch. And give the Martins a base runner, Scotty Schlungen. Steps up to the plate.
You're going to try to find somebody to bat here, Ben Schrader maybe? Kind of looks like it.
Ben Schrader will get a pinch hit here for Scott Schlungen. Scott so far today was 0-2. He had 2 sacrifice bunts, though. So the Martins letting a few of their pitchers bat here in the ninth, and Schrader takes a strike called 0-1. 0-1 to count. Hoffman's pitch. Schrader, ground ball to second. Johnson up with it. He'll throw to first, 4-3 in the putout of Ben Schrader. And that ends the Martins here in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on base. Your final score today. It was Kimball 6, St. Martin 1. St. Martin now the number 3 seed, and Kimball will play Watkins for the number 1 and 2 seed.